You're a pastor, right?
Yes.
And you're a radio host?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you believe white people should have more children?
We definitely need white babies. And I tremble at the idea that white babies, that the white group is going down in numbers, because if you lose white folks, America, it's over for America. Because if you notice, white people tend to be more innovative. They're more creative. They have ideas about things. All these other races don't do nothing but destroy. They don't build.
But
they destroy.
I said you'd piss off everybody. I was wrong. Now you've pissed off everybody.
But it's the truth, though.
We have to take a break. Jenny is 23 weeks pregnant with her fifth child, and people online are asking her why. The answer may surprise.
Yes. 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 Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to talk about Conan and timeism and step and fetch it and some bootlicking nigga kind of shit, right? And some shoe shining ass shit, right? Beloved, that's going to be today's conversation. Because unfortunately, I witnessed two shoe shine ass niggas on a devil's platform. And the statements that were made, beloved, is almost unforgivable. But we're going to have that conversation about that today, right? How about that? How about that, beloved? How about that, right? It's two shoe shine ass niggas. One name is Mr. Daniels. And the other nigga is named, he's a Pope Chop, Reverend Pope Chop Peterson, right? And they went on the devil's show, Dr. Phil. And we know Dr. Phil, beloved, he's been in the game for maybe like 21 seasons now. And he was hosting the episode, and the episode is titled Procreation Debate. Is it smart to have children, right? And when you look up this episode, the very description itself is asking, it is saying, environmental, economic, and racial concerns of having or not having children. That's what all the whole show was about, that. Nothing more, nothing less. It's only and only about, again, the environmental, economic, and racial concerns of children and not having children. That's all it's about now, right? That's what it's about. The title again, though, is Procreation Debate. Is it smart to have children? Now, you would think with a title like that, if two men are up there, original men, and they are fathers, and they are husbands, or except whatever, they would talk about their own personal journey in life. But when you put two shoeshine ass niggas that want attention up somewhere, they won't do that, right? So I want to say this first, beloved. I will say this first. There's no way on planet Earth that nobody will ever be able to get me as an original man from the city of Detroit, for real, to get on any platform, especially one that's ran by devils, and say anything about the original man. That's number one. How great the devil is. That's number two. And you would never, ever, ever get me to say anything about the original woman, the mother of civilization, in a demeaning form. No way, no shape, no form, no how. It's no way. I would never do nothing like that. But when you get some stepping fetched ass niggas somewhere and some shoeshine ass niggas, and you put them on a big platform with a couple hundred in the audience and millions more watching, they don't understand that, beloved, all attention is not a good attention, right? Because we learned this from The Avenue, beloved. We learned all money ain't good money. If you don't learn nothing on the block, that's rule number, all money ain't good money now. So all attention ain't good attention. All likes is not good likes. All viewership is not, it's not good. Just because you can get a lot of views doing some shit, that's not mean you own some shit. That means you own some other shit is why they got you up there. The minute you would have invited me to a show, I would have, come on, dog. 21 years of Dr. Devil Phil. How many of us watched that shit? None of us watched that shit. But we do know Lawmakers is watching it, right? Judges is watching it. Police officers are watching it, right? Lawyers are watching it. He got the big platform that the whole medical world is watching that shit. Do you fucking think I would get up there and say anything about the original woman up there? No, there's no way. Do you fucking think, because this was really caught my attention. I'm going through the net and I see Shushan Peterson, right? So he's been cooning. He's an OG coon. So he's been cooning for a long time. I mean, it's no real big. He's a legendary coon. Like, he's going to go down in the Coon Hall of Fame and they're going to give him, you know, I feel like, you know what, in the city of Detroit, right? Like they do it in California and Michigan. We need to start making, like, you know how they do, like, what's that shit that they give you a star? You know they give you a star in California where you put so many man hours and you put so much time and effort and energy in the entertainment world, they give you a star. Like, they make you part of that Hall of Fame category out there for entertainment. We have to, beloved. We have no choice. We at a position now where we're going to have to build the same thing. We're going to have to make, like, a walk of shame. Like, we're going to have to put, like, we're going to have to get coon niggas. We're going to have to put, we're going to have to make them get down and put their paw print down in the concrete. So their descendants can come by and say, yo, man, your pops was one of the all-time great coons. He was an OG coon. But we know Shushan Peterson for being an OG coon. Now, here's me. This is how my mind works. Man, you invite me to a show. I look at the topic. When you put him there, I'm like, man, I don't know if I should be there. I wouldn't have went there anyway, but just like, damn, Jesse going to be there? I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm going to hang around because this shit might go another way. Where it went another way. Jesse gets up there and he says, there's a need for more devils to have babies. And we're looking like, what in the world? There's no way he could really, really say this. Yes. Beloved, he went up there. When I say this nigga got something in his soul, he got that crackatosis spirit deep down in his soul. He got up there on the devil's platform in front of all these devils and said, not thinking about his children, his last name, his family, where he's from, embarrassing his whole everybody. He's not concerned about that. He gets up there and says, he trembled now. This nigga say he trembled at the fact that the so-called white man and woman is having less and less and less babies. He trembled at that fact because they're so big and great innovators that all the rest of the races, all they're going to do is destroy some shit. And I couldn't believe he said that. I could not, but he's an OG coon. He's going up there to earn more stripes, more medals, whatever the... Okay, cool. Just for a small piece of me. A small piece of me. I said, damn, I just wish I could put this nigga on the time machine and send him back to 1920 or something. I just wish I could. But then I thought, I said, I can't even do that because he'd be a more detriment to our people way back. If that cooning is in his soul, he'd be a bigger detriment to our people back then than he would now. Okay, so this is the statement that dog makes. Okay, boom. I'm like, wow, this is, you know. Now, my we looking at that statement, they threw in another clip of Mr. Daniels, and he's saying something to the extent that about a woman with a bonnet on. So, okay, let's say, let me go back and look at the whole episode first, because I don't want to, let's see what they got really going on with Shushan number two.
About everywhere. Try to get a sterilization here in America when you haven't had kids and you're only 22.
That's true.
We're not allowing people to not breed.
You see people like that all the time, and you can put an IUD in. A copper IUD is effective for 10 years. It's inert.
Have you ever worked in a grocery store and seen a lady with a bonnet on her head with 8 kids walking behind her? You think that she's being responsible? You think that she's really taking into consideration what she's supposed to do responsibly? You think that she's not on Section 8 housing? You don't think that we paying for her to house her kids, who's probably going to grow up and steal my wheels off my car?
Yeah.
You think that she's not on Section 8 housing? You don't think that we paying for her to house her kids, who's probably going to grow up and steal my wheels off my car?
Yeah.
When I go and look at the episode, what's happening is this. It's two devils having a conversation, and they're talking about sterilization, right? Now, let's go back to the title. The title is Procreation Debate. Is it smart to have children? There's one gentleman that's up there, right? He's a devil, and he's talking about the importance of some sterilization, right? It's kind of like he's on the tail end of some eugenics kind of like shit. And then in a weird kind of way, Shushan Daniels, he's talking about some eugenics kind of shit. Oh, you need to make a certain amount of money before you have children. But he didn't really say who should make the money. So we just let that go. Okay, boom. So they're going back and forth, right? Two devils. The IUD thing that they put in the sister's arms or whatever the fuck, so they won't have children for 10 years, whatever, whatever. Okay, boom. They're talking about that. And he interjects into the conversation. And he's talking about, well, do you think, because responsibility is on the table. And he says, well, do you think a woman with a bonnet on her head, with 8 kids, do you think she's thinking responsibly? She's going to one day raise a children or raise a child that will one day take the rims off my car. Right? This is some coon shit. It's Kumanati shit at the highest level. Then he comes back and says, well, we either going to take care of them one way through Section 8 or they're going to be in the prison, blah, blah, blah. Now, the devil he's talking to, he doesn't even understand, because the analogy that Mr. Daniels is using is, he's using the analogy of, have you ever been in a grocery store and seen a woman with a bonnet on her head? Now, we know that this devil, he don't even know what a bonnet is. He has no clue. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? A bonnet? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Many of these devils don't know what bonnet is. They don't know. Then he's the 8 children behind, and they're going to one day grow up to steal the rims off his car. So now you get the host of the show, Devil Dr. Phil. He jumps and say, hey, you know, what's the rim thing about? You know what I mean? And then he tried to fix it up and clean it up. To that, I say this. When Shushan Daniels made his opening statement, we all know that it's brown women, the brown seed, right? Hispanic men and women, they got the highest fertility rate in the entire country. So we couldn't tell where he was going with that, because it's a 1-2-3 kind of thing. Brown women is first, black women is second, and then later down the line, you got she-devils that we all talking about fertility. Now, he's kind of doing this setup about, well, they taking money from those that have to give it to those that don't have. That whole setup is cap.
Stop the cap.
Because we know the way the welfare system is really set up, it just chooses the winners. And we know that the largest bulk of welfare packages go to corporations. They don't go to poor people. What the fuck is dog talking about? But, he put an ethnicity on it. A bonnet with 8 kids that's going to take rims. Listen, a bonnet, 8 children that's going to steal your rims one day. Who is he trying to identify in that analogy? Who? Why would you get on these folks' platform and talk about the mother of civilization that way? Make her the image of she's raising criminals. He didn't say that, well, one day that down in the future, if we're not careful, a woman with a bonnet, well, 8 children, they're going to raise some children to take my pension from me, to do a cyber attack and take this and that from me. He said the rims off my car. Okay. Beloved, all attention ain't good attention. All attention ain't good attention. All money ain't good money. You couldn't have paid me. You couldn't have paid me a no stand-up man nowhere from the city of Detroit. Because I don't want to play this. Man, this nigga ain't from my city. I don't want to play that game, because that just ain't a game I want to play. But I look at the Detroiters how we... He doesn't... Let me say it this way. You know, we kind of got a code that we live by in the city. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a strong Nation of Islam presence in the city of Detroit. So you're going to get that residue. You're going to get that Nation of Islam residue. You're going to get that Nations of Gods and Earth residue. You're going to get that strong black militant Christian residue. you're going to get this like residue on you, where you just have a code you live by, where you know, where you don't get in front of devils and talk about your people. You don't do that. No shape, form, or fashion. It doesn't happen. It never will. It just can't happen. That's why I look at, I don't know, dog. Not that I should, you know, but I don't know, dog. I know dog from Kevin Samuels. That's the first time I even see Shushan Daniels come up. I see a lot of videos he make all the time. I never watch any of them. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And my first introduction to him was a nigga crying when Kevin Samuels passed away. And I had no idea he's from Detroit because we don't know nothing about the guy. Now, to get up there and say that, though, when we hear the verbiage that niggas are selling their soul, we just think that that's just something that you do in the entertainment world to get to the next level. But coon niggas are selling their soul too. See, one group is going to the Illuminati and the other group is going to the Kumanati. And in that Kumanati group, they're cutting big checks in the Kumanati as well. Jesse Lee Patterson, or Peterson, pardon me, he's a good example of somebody in the Kumanati that he's getting a pretty good check. Who's following dog over here that would say some shit like that about original women? Who? Yo, check this out. Right, let's talk about welfare for a minute. Let's talk about welfare because we got let's see what welfare, what it really is all about. Corporate welfare get the biggest packages from the government. They get billions upon billions upon billions. They pose them as loans. They never pay the fucking loans back. The real money is going there. It's not going to Shamika. You know what I'm saying? How could you be from Detroit and make it look like it's the single mother with a bunch of children that's raising criminals, and that's not so? That's just not the reality. Niggas in jail is... Okay, let me say it this way. If I'm not mistaken, this Shushan-ass nigga had Charleston White on his show. Another clown-ass nigga, but this nigga's from Texas. All right. Charleston White is telling his story about how he ended up in jail, but he talks about his mom working somewhere, making money, blasey, blasey, the whole deal, but him and his brother ended up in jail. Is that not the story, right? This is the Charleston White story. This is the country nigga from Texas. All right. Was his mom poor? Did his mom have 8 kids? Does this... No. What you're talking about, this imaginary woman that's going to raise somebody to take some rims, but you put a nigga on your show that got a mom that was doing very well, middle class, hard working, had 2 kids, and both of them niggas ended up in jail. So how would we put this on a... See, that's... I just can't fuck with niggas like that. I don't know who's watching dog. I don't get what dog got going on. But this whole idea that middle class and rich people are paying for poor people, nigga, rich people are paying for rich people. Middle class is paying for rich people, and poor people is paying for rich people. Everybody's paying for rich people. This is what corporate welfare is. If dog is really from Detroit, he would know this, right? He would really know this. It's a president. His name is George I Got Caught With Cocaine In 1972 W. Bush, right? When dog was in office, Bush announced that he had approved a bailout plan, and it gave quote-unquote loans like $17, $18 billion to the big three. GM got the bread. Chrysler got the bread. The bulk of that bread. We're talking about billions of dollars, right? Nah. George Bush got caught with that cocoa, right? What kind of family did he come from? Because we're talking about somebody going to raise some children one day to take the rims off your car. All right, but what kind of family did George Bush come from? Skip George Bush. What kind of family did his wife come from? Laura Bush. Who was the first lady? Who had a body? Don't she got a body? Didn't Laura Bush kill a student in a car accident in 1963? Don't she got a body on her? I don't know. Maybe that's a different story for a different day. But when you start taking a look at where the money went, that's corporate welfare, bro. I don't give a fuck if you come back and say, well, Big VJ, I read a New York Times article, and it said that the automakers paid the money back. Beloved, nobody's paying the money back. Niggas get money from the government all the time. Corporations get money from the government all the time. Nobody's paying nobody back. How many of our people was a part of that PPP loan, who paid the money back? That's corporate welfare. Nobody pays the money back. I don't want to hear nothing about the automakers paid something back because it was some TARP, which means they was in a troubled asset relief program, and the U.S. government became a part of the shareholders, and the Treasury made a profit, and blah, 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 blah. I'm from the city. I know the whole hustle. No, nobody paid the money back. That's corporate welfare. Who's bitching about that? Nobody. We're going to talk about Shamika with the EBT card and the Section 8, and our money is taking care of them. And we're talking about, we're going to not talk about the corporate welfare that they get in millions and billions and billions and millions of dollars. It goes back and forth from the millions to the billions. Yo, there's another president after Bush, because we're talking about Detroit. There's another president. His name is President I Love LGBT Obama, right? When he was in office, him and his cabinet, they dropped by $80 billion on a bailout for the U.S. auto industry, right? Now, we voted for Obama. We love Obama, right? But we know Obama. He's, you know, president. I love the LGBT Obama. Now, we thought when we first met the brother, he's from Africa. So when he said he loved the LGBT, we thought he was talking about lions, giraffes, barracudas, and tigers. We found out later, after he got in office, he got to start passing that legislation. Oh, he meant somebody different. We thought he was talking about the animals from his homeland or something. Nah. He gave Michigan all that bread too. The whole Midwest, really. Because it's all about, really, the manufacturing sector go from Michigan to Ohio to Indiana to it just come all the way back to Illinois and back around. But nobody says nothing when these corporate cats get bit. But Shamika's the problem. She got the bonnet with the 8 kids and she gonna one day raise a nigga. This violent nigga gonna jump up and take the Rams from him one day. So this is the biggest threat. In a grocery store with a bonnet with 8 kids, do you think she's responsible? Bro, we serious? Nah. A nigga that talk like that, they're going to give him all the algorithm that he wants and he needs. They're going to push this kind of shit. Because 90% of his conversation is going to be, black culture is bad, black woman ain't doing it, she's always the, it's just going to be this whole kind of, it's just, that's how the algorithm works. See, it's the Illuminati, and then it's the Kuminati. That's how come a man like Brother Ben X can lose his channel over and over again. How is Brother Ben X losing his channel and he had to start another one? Even myself, they have a thing with the Real Black Content is Foreign platform on YouTube especially. Every time we get up to 10,000 subscribers, they kill the channel. We had to start another one. We get up to 10,000 again, they kill it. Now we like on our third channel. We're going to get up to 10,000 again, they're going to kill it. That's how they do. But this kind of talk, they're not going to kill that. If you make 1,000 videos about black culture is trash and something is wrong with black women and dating and these hoes always cheating, and well, where's the devil at in all this? Where's the hidden hand at all that? Can anybody find me one out of the, because the guy make 10 videos a day. Can anybody show me something where he's breaking? It never happens. It never happens where he's breaking down what the fuck is wrong with devils running the whole show. And what we need, it just doesn't happen. They're going to always push these kind of guys. I thought Kevin Sanders made a couple of cool videos. I did. Right? RIP to the brother. He's no longer here. You know why he made it as far as he made it? Because he started shitting on black women. Or, I don't want to say he shit on black women. He put sisters in a position where they can where they are hanging themselves. Maybe I should say it that way. You know what I mean? Because he ain't calling them. They calling up to him. And, you know, you can have 50 guests. Right? Because I'm going to show you how this entertainment thing works. You can have 50 guests. And out of the 50 female guests, two of them will say some wild shit. I can edit the clip. I'll put the two out and go viral. Because I can just make... The algorithm works when you make black women look bad. That's how the entertainment algorithm works. As long as you're doing that, you're going to make it. You're going to... So you can put something in the title. And people that click on the title looking for you to run down sisters, and you say, nah, it ain't sisters, ain't to be, not the mother of civilization. We don't do that shit over here. But love, we're gonna leave it there. Yeah. We're gonna leave it there. To have a man get up there, man, nah, man, that ain't no Detroiter shit. I don't know what dog is from Farmington Hills. He's from Livonia somewhere. Nigga from Lansing somewhere. Shit, we know better. Like, what the fuck? Come on, man. You know, man. Who's following this nigga? Yo, sometimes, bro, you know, you be like, bro, it's just weird. It's an energy thing. Hey, you can feel it in your energy. When somebody's like, when he said the bonnet with eight kids, they're going to take his rims on them. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking? Why would you get up there and, bro? Yeah, let me say that. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say this. You know, Detroit is a very violent city, right? It's a violent city. But I can assure you this. If you put me on the show, beloved, just me, my personal opinion, and the title of the show is Procreation Debate, Is It Smart to Have Children? I think it's in my best interest to talk about my own personal journey. You know, I'm a husband. I've been married 24 years. I have children. That's my possession. Okay, it's boom, boom, boom. I believe in more children. I believe in the family unit. Nobody fucking asks, would it be better for more white kids? None of that is... Nobody asks you who's going to be... Dog, what is your personal experience? Do you hate women? What is your personal experience? Why am I getting up there not talking about my situation? I'm going to give you some stereotypical woman with the eight kids. What the fuck does that have? It's all about the environmental, economic, and racial concerns of having children. So... That was your opportunity to go out there and throw the devil under the bus on his own platform. Yeah, you know, I would have just, man, they couldn't have put me, my part would have been edited out. My part would have been edited out, like, because I would have said some shit about the devil, and then I could have been sitting next to Porkchop Peterson, and he said it should have more white shit. No, we don't need no more devils on the planet. We need less devils on the planet. The universe is fixing it where it's going to be less devils on the planet. Who are we to go against the grain? I would have never let dog get away with saying that. I would have got on dog head. Nah, nigga, you crazy. You know what I'm saying? Look, check it out. We had a conversation, I want to say maybe like, a week ago? We was talking about Eric, right? He's the founder of Black Waters, private military group. And they're talking about colonizing Africa again. That's all they pointed out some African countries that they're going to colonize, period. You know what I mean? All right. We had a powerful comment. Powerful, man. I wish I could have pinned it on that episode because a brother, Brother B. Harris was like, yo, the solution is if all the devils just get from around the whole situation, just leave Africa alone, period. If less children was producing, I'm adding on. If less children would be produced in Europe, the lesser the Europeans, the safer Africa is going to be. The lesser the Europeans, the safer South America is going to be. The lesser of Europeans, the safer North America is going to be. The safer. The less Europeans it is on the planet, the safer Australia is going to be. Everybody is safer with Europeans off the planet. Why wouldn't you get... That's what you get on that show and say. Yeah. Well, it'd be cool if it's less white people on the planet. I mean, the wars have dropped down dramatically. You know, all this old, the way they do this economic system, how they starving Africa out. They're starving Africa out of the global market. There's no way you should put a global market together. Goddamn, Europe and America's at the head of it. And a country like Liberia and the Congo can put their goods in the same pool where China's putting theirs and it's not going to work. That country is too small. It's not going to work. It got to be a bigger unit that they can put their goods on in a market to sell because they're going to get swallowed up because a fucking country with 3 million people or 4 million people, they can't compete with a country that got 140 million people and 300 million people and China got like a billion people. That shit is not going to work. But that's that shit America be doing. But man, that dude could have took that opportunity and he could have shitted on a lot of devils up there. But he's not going to do it because niggas got crackatosis in their souls. They're black people on the outside. They're graham cracker ass niggas. They're only brown and black on the outside. They have crackatosis in their hearts, in their spirits. They want to be crackers. You know, and that energy can jump on you. Don't put me next to Peterson. Y'all two back and forth saying the coon shit up there. Nah, here's where niggas get in their feelings. If one of them white boys would have said what Mr. Daniel said, Shushan Daniel said, it went viral. And then everybody would have said, oh, that's a racist. That's a... But you know what we doing? See, we got this... We let niggas get away with saying cracker lay shit, but because he's dark on the outside, we say, oh, it's cool. He just keeping it real. That's keeping it real. A woman with 8 kids in a grocery store? No fucking body sees that, bro. That doesn't exist nowhere. Oh, it does exist. That exists in the mind of a shoeshine ass nigga. And beloved, we just gonna leave it there. Peace and black power to your family. Yes. Beloved, we thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out. Until next time, beloved, this is indeed Real Black Heart to the Forum Podcast. Your brother V, man. I'm gonna get it with you guys later. Peace. Peace and peace.
Procreation, if we should continue to have children. I asked you guys in the beginning how many of you thought we should continue to breed. Most of you said yes. Anton here, who's joining us, says a certain group of people shouldn't have children at all. Take a look.
I don't believe that poor people should be having children. Having children when you don't have money creates more problems for the kids and society at large. And let's be honest, it's the middle class and, more importantly, rich people that are now responsible for paying for poor people's children. I know it's an unpopular truth, but I believe that every person should pass a test proving that they're income worthy prior to having kids. It's a false narrative that's being sold to people that you're entitled to have children and you don't need the resources or the money to be able to pay for them or support them.
This is a sick Negro.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.